I would like to go back to a Gemara that we saw 2 days ago, where the Gemara says, "Lashon acheres kovim v'asam yontev behalal v'ido." The next year they were koiveya, they established and they made a yontev with halal and haido. What is this lashon of yontev behalal v'ido? So we know Rashi explains. The Rashi says, "Loi snapshot that they asr b'mlacha." Yontiv usually, the term yontiv usually implies that there's isr b'mlacha on some level. So the Rashi tells us, "Loi shasurim b'mlacha shle nigva likrois halov v'loi ma'al nisim v'ida." The kvius of this yontiv was not for isr b'mlacha, was for saying to read halov and to say al nisim v'ida. That's lashon Rashi. We know that the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara in Erechin of Yudom Beis, tells us that the reason we say Halal on Chanukah is because a nes took place. The Gemara, there's a Shagatai over there in the Gemara of the different days that we say Halal Gomer. The Gemara is, Chanukah doesn't have any of the aspects that the Gemara is mentioning. The Gemara says Mishum Nisa. But the question is, which nes? What nes? But Goyimah Halal, we say the complete Halal, for which nest? The nest of the Nitzach HaMachama, the nest of the Shemin, the Pach Shemin. What nest are we referring to? The Rambam writes in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, "Umipnei zeh eskinu chacham shabai seedah shiyu shmoinas yom ha'elu." They were masakin that there should be during these 8 days, you may simcha v'halal. Simcha v'halal. Where do you get simcha from? In the Gemara, we don't find simcha. What simcha? And what simcha is he referring to? So there are those, the Bach, Mashal, others, they learn the Simchas Kipshutai. Be happy and have parties. Masibis, parties, that's a Pashim Shad that some learn. But again, where's the Makar to that? What's the Makar to it? The Gemara Psachim, there's Gemara Psachim Kuf Yuzayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, a memory from Yudam Shmuel, the Gemara asks, "Halal Zemi Amri, who put together this halal that we have?" The Gemara says, "Neviim shebeinayim tiknol em Yisrael." The Neviim that lived between them were masakin for Yisrael. Shiu oimiray say al koperek operek, al kotzara v'tzara shle tovei alehin. The Gemara tells us that the takana of the Neviim was to say halal al koperek operek. Perek means a time, or at a time when a tzara took place, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this tzara shouldn't come back again. And then the Gemara says, when you nigga from that tzara, that's when we say the halal. So the question is, what's our koperek operek, and what is referred to by the akotzara v'tzara shalei tovei aleim, that when they were nigga from it, that they say halal. So in the Chiddush HaGriz of the Reskrov al Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, so he brings from the Bahag. The Bahag learned that a koperek beperek is referring to the Yomim HaKvun, the set days, the days which are set for saying halo, which are the 18 days mentioned in the Gemara, that one is Goyim HaHalo, the Gemara in Erechin. Val Kol Tzara V'Tzara means that's the halal of Kol Yisrael, of all Yidden, that they could say it at any time that they were nigga from a tzara. When they were freed, when they were saved from a tzara, then they would say this halal, which was rishus. If one wants to, they could. So the pashtus of the Bahag and the shultus is mashma, that the second chiv over here of Akotzara v'tzara is when the Yisrael, when the Yidden were saved from that tzara, then they should say the halal at the time of the tzara, at the time when the nes happened, the time of the nes, which means there's davka that year that the nes took place, but not in future years. So if so, come at the Chanukah, that which we say halal Chanukah is because it's one of those days which are kavua. It's koperek according to this. However, he points out that if you take a look at Rashi and the Rashbam and Masechet Pesachim over there, and Rashi on Masechet Tainis, Chav Chesam Beis, they explain koperek beperek is referring to regalim, the regal, yontif, and kotzar v'tzar shleitovai is Chanukah. they say it's Chanukah, which means that the Chiv Ha'alala called Tzara, that when we were in the Tzara and we were freed from that Tzara, a miracle took place that we're not in that Tzara anymore. It's a Chiv not just that year to say Halal, but it's a Chiv for every year on that day to say Halal when Klal Yisrael was saved from that Tzara. So it comes out that the Chiv Halal and Chanukah is the Nes that we were saved. The Akot Tzara V'Tzara means that we were in a Tzara. So it's not going back on the Pach Hashem. It must be going back on the Nes Nitzachan of the Mechama. That we were saved from the Mechama. We were in a Tzara. There was a Mechama happening. And that's why it seems to say Mefurish in the Megillas Tainis and Psikta Rabsa. The Gemara in Masechet Sukkah. There's another Gemara in Masechet Sukkah. The Avlamah Chesam and Alf. The Gemara says, someone who he himself cannot read, he needs his Eved or an Isha or a Katan to read for him. So the Katan or the Isha, let's talk about the Isha would read and he would answer afterwards. He would say the words as the Isha would read the words and he'll say the words over afterwards. And the Gemara says, "V'tovi le'me'ira." Me'ira is the lashon of a curse or degrade. It's degrading that he has to come on to such a thing. So Taisvis over there says something interesting. Taisvis says that it's mashed from here that a lady is pata from the chiv halal on Sukkis and Shavuos, and the reason is because it's a mitzvah z'ase shezman grama. It's a mitzvah z'ase shezman grama. Even though, says Taisviz, that the halal of Lel Pesach, it's mashman perek avi psachim, that the women are chayv in the dal kaisos, and mistama, they were misakin the dal kaisos, I'll say the gada, which part of the say the gada is saying halal, so, right? We drink the kais by halal. So, mistama, says Taisviz, that how could I say that they're pater from halal? And the yet the chayv in dal kaisis says shani halal the pesach dal hanesba. The halal of pesach is different because that came because of a nes. Va'af hein hoyu ba'oisi hanes. Avakan loyal nes amar. Says by sukkis and shavuos it's not coming for a nes, but the halal of lel pesach is coming for a nes. And that nes they were included in. They were part of that nes. So many achreinim ask on Taisvis, the Stechemed, Tarsifol, others ask that we know the Nashim Achayavis in Ner Chanukah. Why? Because Avhein Hayu Baisenes. Gemara later on, Dav Chav Gimel. Avhein Hayu Baisenes. So if so, they should also be Chayiv in Kriyas Halal and Chanukah. Is Bechayiv and Kriyas Halal and Chanukah similar to the Chiv Halal Lel Pesach? So why are we saying that Noshim HaPtura is in the Halal and Chanukah? Take a look at the Rambam over here. But they were also in the Nes. So that's the question. The question that we're asking now is that if being part of the Nes is Bechayiv you to say the Halal on the Nes, I'll call Tzara V'Tzara, whoever was involved, whoever was included in that Tzara, now as a chiv to respond with halal, so just like Lel Pesach, there's a chiv upon the lady to respond with halal. So we also the chef to be chayv in halal. So in the Sefer Kuntres Chanukah Megillah from a Talmud of the Biskarov over here in Simin Yud, he brings the Rambam that we mentioned before. You may simcha v'halal, and he brings the Biskarov. That the Briskrav understood that the Simcha V'Hala, what's the Yimei Simcha? What's Simcha over here? So we mentioned that the Bach and others learned that Simcha is a time of Mishteh, of having a party, being happy. The Briskrav says not mashma like that. From a different Rambam, the Briskrav said Yimei Simcha is referring to the Halacha that's also Behesbe V'Tainis. There's an Isser on Chanukah to have Hespedim and Tanesim. There's exceptions. If it's the Talmud Chacham, Befanav, we might be matter. Hespedim, Tainis, for a yard site, we do not fast, maybe Tainis Cholem, yeah. But in general, Hespedim and Tainis is Asar and Chanukah. Why? Because Hespedim and Tainis are things that take away the Simcha, and we have to be involved in Simcha. So there's a din simcha over here. But we asked, where does din simcha come from? Where in Gemara do we have a remez to simcha? The Gemara doesn't say anything about simcha. It says yom tovim for halav oidah. But where's simcha? Where do we have a card that is a din simcha? So the teretz is, the Sefer Kuntres Chanukah Megillah writes, says the teretz is that the lashon of the Gemara is the shana acheres kovma asom yontif. What's this yontif? If it's like Rashi, that's not for his malacha, then what's a yontif for? And what relevance does yontif play a role in? Right? There's no Issa Malacha, so what's a yontif? So he says that there's a halacha, that for the din kriyas halal, in order to say halal, halal needs that it's a day which is, the day is a day that's a day of simcha. You need that the day should be a day which is roy, which is fitting for kriyas halal. You can't just read halal whenever you feel like reading halal. Halal is something which is, there's avoida to read halal. And to get to where you need to be when you're saying that halal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be a day of simcha. It's a day of happiness. Only on a day which is a day of simcha could you really say halal the way you're supposed to say halal. You can't wake up in a bad mood that morning, at least until after the shacharis. It's a day of simcha. It has to be a day of simcha. If it's a day of simcha, then we could say halal on it. That's what makes it roy. Therefore, says the Mechaber over here, that's what it means. Shekovam v'asam yontif in the halal v'idah means they'll convey the day of yontif in order to be able to say halal on this day. In order to say halal on this day. And he quotes, he says, like this is mashma also in the Rambam and Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, Yud Ches Yoyim B'Shana Mitzvah Ligma Be'enes Halal. And goes through the list of the 18 days that we say the full halal. Says the Rambam, Barashana Yom Kippah, why do we not say halal? Says the Rambam, because there's days of tshuva, year of avachad, Loi Yimei Simcha Yisera. They're not days of extra simcha. Simcha Yisera is an integral ingredient here in being able to say halal. If you're missing the Simcha Yisera, then we are missing in the ability to be able to say halal. And the emes is, if we take a look at Rabbeinu Yoina, Masechet Brachos on Zayin Amud Beis in the Daf Harif, so he's talking about this sugya over here, when we say complete halal or not. He quotes a Rabbeinu Yaakov, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Yaakov, says, they're talking about if you make a bracha or not, and then he says, Kachu Enyin, Sheike Hahalo Niskan a Kotzar Vitzar Shleitovi al Tzibur, Shebeshosha Hoyle Choyusol Tzara when Kol Yisrael had a Tzara, Voyakosh Baruchoise Imahim Nes, when Klai Yisrael would have a Tzara and a Nes took place, Hoyoisim Yontiv, Vahoyoimrim Halo. They would make a Yontiv, and then they would say Halo. And they go on. Which is mevor from here, and you'll see the Hemshech of here also a little, that what the Rabbeinu Yonah is saying is that the step number one was the Kaveh Yontif. Now that it's in Yontif, I can read Halal. Pirish was me Yontif, it's a day of Simcha. Now that it's a day of Simcha, now we can read Halal. So according to that, the Nes, right? We start off with a question when the Gemara says in Masechet Erechin that the reason we read Halal on Chanukah is because of the Nisa, because of the Nes that took place. Which Nes are we referring to? It's the Nes that's needed for Halal is the Nes that we were in the Tzara, the Nes of the Nitzachan on the Mechama. Now we ask the question also, so just like we find the Lel Pesach, women are chayiv and halal because af hin hoyu bo yisenesu too, they should be chayiv also on Chanukah, and yet we see the nachayiv. So to answer that, we can answer that the halal of Lel Pesach, They were masakin on the ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, on the ness itself of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and in the ness of leaving Mitzrayim that women were included in. And therefore the chayiv in the ness, and therefore the chayiv also in halal. And the emphasis is that Ner Chanukah was also niskan on the ness itself that we were saved from the Mochama. Avhino Yibayis Nes, like the Gemara says. But the Kriyas Hala of Chanukah is because of the Yontif, meaning that Chazal gave it a din of Yontif. And as I'm changing a little from what I said before, that what they did was they gave it a din Yontif, like Pesach and other Yom Tovim. And once it's a day of Yontif, now I'm going to say Halal for the Nes that took place to us on this day. So it remains like a mitzvah asish esman grama. And that's where it's before in the Lashon, in the Megillah's Antiyuchas, which is a Megillah that was written. It wasn't accepted as one of the Chavdal Kisvei Kodesh, but it's printed in many different Svarim. So this is Akein Kaimu B'nei Chashmonai Kiyum V'chizik Asar U'b'nei Yisrael Yimayim Kolech Alas Yizches Yom Eilu Yimei Mishta V'simcha Kimei Mo'adim Aksuvim B'Taira. They made it a Yontif like the Yontif that written in the Taira. A lispoid not to have Hespedim. If we take a look at the Netziv in Pashas Bahaloischa, on the Pasuk of Yom Simchaschem of Ma'adechem, of Roshe Chodshechem, so the Pasuk says there's a Yom Simcha, Yom Simchaschem. What is this Yom Simcha? What type of Yom Simcha is this? It doesn't tell us. Yom Simcha, the day of Simcha for Klal Yisrael. So the Sifri tells us it's Shabbosis. Reb Nosson Oime Elu Tamidim. But says in Tziv, in his Pirish Hamek Dava is very pshat. If you want a pshat and a pasuk, many times you take a look at the Tziv in Hamek Dava. It's very. He says it's a drash. He says it's nice. These are drashes. But what's pshat in the pasuk? It's a drash. The dash in the lashon will be yoyim. The dash in the lashon will be yoyim. Aval ikar pshat shu yoyim hametzuyin besimcha. It's referring to the day of Simcha. The day of Simcha. If I ask you, what's the day of Simcha? What's your happiest day in your life? So he says, but what is El Ika Apir Shuyim Chanukah Samizbeach? The day of Chanukah Samizbeach, when the Mizbeach was re-Nischanech, when they were able to use it again. Like we find in Masech Tainis, B'yayim Chasunas is a Matan Torah. The Yom Simchas Leiba is a Binyan Beis Hamikdash. His Simchas Leiv Yisrael Gam Kain. And the Meshech Chachma says the same shot in this pasuk. Yom Simchaschem is Chanukas HaMizbeach. And he brings rayas from a pasuk in Devar Yomim. And he says, V'ach Yiksib HaChanukah De Ezra. Right? Ezra also had a Chanukas when he was Mechanech the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. Right? Shleima HaMelech by the first Beis Hamikdash. He also made a party for 8 days, even though it was Yom Kippur then. Tremendous simcha. It was a simcha on those days. And the Lamanu Shaz Omro Halo Gamke Kimoi B'yom Eskadish Chag. B'yom Eskadish Chag is referring to Pesach. That they said, then he quotes in the Harchiv Dove also, says, he quotes more Nekudas about this. But the Chanukas HaMizbeach, Chanukas HaMizbeach was the Yom Simchaschem. So we see that the Lashon Simcha, the day of Chanukah, Be'etzem has in it this aspect of Simcha, which is a lot more than what we thought beforehand. We thought Simcha meant, okay, it's a happy day, so we go out to have parties, but it's a Mechayev over here. You know, let's say Halal, it's teaching us what Halal is all about. You gotta be psyched for it, you gotta be up to it, and you gotta be ready to say. I just want to end off with an interesting Yeruchim Fishel Perla, who wrote a pirish on the Rishag, very lengthy pirish on the Rishag with a lot of ideas, if someone will go through it. So he quotes over here, he wants to say that, he says, according to the Smak, Halal is a mitzvah deiraisa, midin hoido al hanes. There's a din that you need to be moid al hanes. Berchas agoymol liyach lois and shetrich lahoidos. Just like there's a din berchas agoymol, which is learned from the carbon taida. The Torah tells us there's a mitzvah to bring a carbon taida, zivche taida, and when they would bring the zivche taida, they would read halal. Right? So he says, "Ubechlam mitzvahs taida shechayav lav zivche taida velikra is halal." However, he says, "The chiv deiraisa of halal that when a nes takes place, that I have to say halal. That's on the yachid who is part of the nes. But how do we know that that carries over to their children that came afterwards?" How do we know that carries over to them? So he says, "El debenes meforsim kechanika, a nes which is meforsim like chanika, neschayvu heim v'chol doyres habayim midrabanan likrayes ahalal, midrabanan everyone became chayv to read halal bezman sheira nes at the time when the nes happened." And he goes back to the Gemara that we started with, the shana acheres kavum v'asom yonte v'halav ayda. What's the kavum? It should say tiknum. They're masakin. What's kavum? Kavum is because the shana acheres, the first year was pashit. These were the people that lived through the nes. Of course they had to say halal. There was no kavum. They didn't have to be kaveyat. It was they experienced the nes. But the kviz had to be that which we did last year, let's set in stone that will continue further. That's the kavum. What was done the first year? He says that's the lashon we say in tefillah v'kavu shmoynes yimei Chanukah elu lahoidos ulahalo. Shundu shas the nes chayav hayim midaraisa lahoidos. B'shas the nes chayim midaraisa. So what was the kavius for the dairis? The kavius for dairis that was not niskan the first year. That's the lashon keva, is that they were koivea something for future dairis that was not around the first year. That was to continue to say this halal. With that, he answers up some other questions. That's the Indian of the Hoydais Ula Halal over here. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah, shukayach to everyone for giving me the opportunity.